Now, back to Radio Row at SEC Media Days 2016. This is Press Row on your number one stop for sports in Chattanooga. ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back to SEC Media Days here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. We are joined this segment by Georgia defensive back Dominic Sanders. Dominic, thank you so much for joining us. I guess one of the big questions folks want to know with Georgia is what is it like under new coach Kirby Smart, especially given that he's a former DB? A lot, you know, Georgia for years has had a former quarterback as its coach with Mark Richt, but now it's a former defensive back. What has that been like for you being a defensive back?
Oh, it's been awesome to be able to have a coach that's tied in with the defensive side, also who also played the same position I played and can really coach me up and show me the ways of being a defensive back. Also, just being there with Coach Smart, he's aggressive and very fast-paced guy. You know, he's willing to show you how to be a man on and off the field. Very high academic guy, and he's always on to us about being a man outside of the game of football, and that's really a blessing to have him as a head coach.
How much during the spring and in meeting rooms, how much do you see Coach Smart in addition to Coach Tucker?
I see him a lot. You know, I'm with Coach Tucker a lot, and one thing about Coach Tucker, he's the same exact, you know, personality as Coach Smart, you know, just very, you know, aggressive, ready to work. They all about work ethic. You know, if you're willing to put in the work, they're willing to coach you. They really know slow motion types, but one thing about them, you know, they're willing to, you know, coach you up on anything you need to know. And the surprising part about it, they like to see you be a man outside of the game of football. And it's a blessing to have someone who cares about your life outside of the football.
Of course, last year, Georgia secondary took a whole lot of strides under Jeremy Pruitt, who's obviously back at Alabama now. Is there a difference in maybe the coaching styles or the personalities of a Coach Tucker and a Coach Pruitt?
Well, no comparison to both of them. They're both great coaches. You know, Coach Pruitt taught me a lot, and I'm learning a lot from Coach Tuck now. But the main thing is for Coach Tuck, you know, he's a new coach, so I'm showing him my work ethic. You know, I'm applying pressure every day, and so he can understand, you know, where I stand as a work person and what can I accomplish and what can he count on for me as a player. And not looking back at the past, but we accomplished a lot last year, and we're willing to accomplish more this year with Coach Tucker.
You're listening to Dominic Sanders, the Georgia safety, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Dominic, I know you were talking upstairs about how much you enjoy teams that throw the ball a lot. There's a lot of new quarterbacks around this league. How exciting is that for you and your defense?
It's very exciting to get the experience to be able to play against new quarterbacks. As a defense unit, you know, it's a good experience for us to be able to play against them, and then it's a blessing to have them. But as a defense unit, we got to know what it takes, you know, preparation-wise, studying film, stuff like that, to prepare for those new quarterbacks.
But along those lines, you're also going to see Josh Dobbs in a huge game against Tennessee. How big of a challenge does he present, not only throwing it, but also running it?
Just knowing what, you know, not looking back at the past of last year, but, you know, we took a loss last year, but like you said, we had to go back and learn from the mistakes that we made last year's game and pretty much break down the film and know the mistakes we made last year. We can't have them this year, and the main thing is preparation. So taking one day at a time is really, you know, what's going to tell us.
And then finally, staying on the quarterbacks, what have you seen against the guys trying to be the quarterback for the Georgia Bulldogs?
Oh, they're all working very hard. Bryce, Grayson, and Jacob, they're working very hard. They're also leaders in the weight room, outside of football. They're willing to be there. They're accountable. And those guys right there is going to take us far, you know. I'm glad we got those three with us this year, and I'm willing to see all of them, you know, keep putting in the work ethic in the process. It's going to be a good year for all three of them.
You're listening to Dominic Sanders, Georgia defensive back, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Dominic, how would you assess your career to this point? A lot of guys have to wait their turn. You obviously came in and played right away, started every game since you've been there. Have you been pleased with what all you've accomplished to this point?
Yes, sir, I've been pleased. I also feel like I have a lot more to accomplish. You know, it's a lot of stuff that's been set in stone, but I have to add more. My main thing is waking up every day and just applying pressure. That's what I go about every day. You know, it's a lot of things that goes on, like clutter and outside negative energy, but I try to block that out and, you know, just stay focused and, you know, do whatever it takes to, you know, be the best man I can be on and off the field.
You've mentioned a couple of times in this interview already about not looking back at the past, moving forward. How important is that when you've got, you know, Mark Richt was there for 15 years. A lot of you guys absolutely loved him. I mean, Kirby's come in. You absolutely love him too. I mean, it's an interesting time at Georgia. How, you know, is that something that Kirby suggested or you guys suggested? to just leave the past in the past and turn the chapter and not look back?
Yeah, as a unit, we always say we never look back at the past. You know, the past is the past. We worry about what's going on now, and the only way we can get by what's going on now is just, you know, applying pressure every day. You know, the past is the past, like I said, but we have to know we got a new heart, we got a new coaching staff, and we got to show them, you know, our work ethics, and we got to show them accountability so they can count on us. Because, you know, when you got a new staff, the one thing they focus on is what can this team do for them, or what can we do for them as a player and coach wise.
And you are at a program that has won 10 games both of your years there, yet obviously at the end of last season they felt they need to make a coaching change. What is it like? You talk about not trying to listen to the outside stuff. I mean, you're at a program where 10 games, a lot of programs would love to win 10 games a year, but at Georgia, you know, in a lot of sense, that's not enough.
Really just staying focused, preparing ourselves is what's going to get us far, and taking one game at a time, coming out and, you know, whatever opponent as we got, you know, just really, you know, stepping on them at a early stage in the game, and that's what's going to take care of us, you know, for the season. You know, we don't really want to speak on SEC championships or anything like that. We just focus on what we got going on now and preparing ourselves for, you know, this big season we got coming up.
All right, and of course in Chattanooga, we're right on the Tennessee-Georgia line. We got a ton of Bulldog fans. Give us a couple of Bulldog names that people should keep their eye out for on your side of the ball.
Miko Hardman, Tyreek, you know, Quincy Marger, Aaron Davis, Reggie Wilkerson, Malcolm Paris, Rico. It's a lot of defensive backs, and Trent Thompson, Big Atkins, you know, those guys right there are going to make a big impact on defense.
Great. Dominic, thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. We'll be back as we broadcast this week from SEC Football Media Days in the Birmingham suburb of Hoover, Alabama. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. We'll be right back.